As a beginner on retreat, each time we come, we are coming in from the momentum of our lives often. And so one of the things we're exploring here is to cultivate conditions that will support us in establishing mindfulness, establishing a wise mindfulness, a form of attending to experience that does allow us to see things as they are, rather than as we want them to be or as we assume them to be. And this phrase, establishing mindfulness, is a way we could translate the term satipatthana, which is a sutta in which the teachings, the meditative, some of the core meditative instructions are offered. And the establishing of mindfulness is a kind of staying part that Gil was talking about. As we notice what's here and can stay or be with it. I like that language, being with. Sometimes we might have an idea of meditation as being a looking at. And in my own mind, I find it useful. There are times when, even just this morning, I noticed that the mind was kind of aiming to look at the breath. And it's like, oh, can I just be with the breath? And so that being with can be a form of staying that's more restful and more relaxed, more easeful, perhaps. Being with experience or staying. It is this staying that creates the conditions for this establishment of mindfulness, for this continuity of attention. And the continuity, or this establishing of mindfulness, that kind of has its momentum, we could say. This is where the power of the mindfulness comes, is through this establishment. And at the beginning, we need to remind ourselves more. As Gil said, that it's not like the stay, like holding on, staying, but it's more welcoming, receiving, being with what's here. And so in our day, this continuity of mindfulness is supported by bringing our mindfulness into movement as well. So we have these formal periods of walking practice. And yet that formal period of walking practice, we could say, begins as soon as we stand up from our sitting cushion, as soon as we stand up from our chair, wherever we are in our still posture. The beginning of movement there. Can we be with that? Be here with what it's like for a body to begin moving, a body to open its eyes and see. Another support I find really helpful in this being with or staying is curiosity. What's it like to be a body that's getting up? It's actually quite amazing. We take it for granted in some ways. But if we can have this kind of curiosity, it's like we're in this being, this human being is, that's kind of doing its thing. It's designed. Our human being is designed to be sensing, seeing, hearing, feeling, receiving, knowing, aware. It's almost like what we explore is getting out of the way of that very natural process so that we can be with it, be curious about it, be curious about that experience. What is the experience of sitting and breathing? What is the experience of standing up, moving, walking? So curiosity, a great support for that staying piece. And in the walking, the whole process of finding a place to walk, being curious about what's happening there. But we will hopefully find some place to settle into walking and movement. In the formal walking practices, we like to suggest a form, we could say, for the walking, where it's not just taking a walk, wandering around the property, although that can be a very useful exploration as well, to be curious about that at times during the day, perhaps after lunch or at some point you might want to explore what it's like, be curious about the body going for a walk in a more normal way. But for the formal periods, we like to encourage a formal practice where we are finding conditions that support establishing this mindfulness, simplifying the walking to a place where perhaps you just do back and forth walking, maybe about 20 or 30 paces long, a path about 20 or 30 paces long, where you just start at one end, begin to walk, reach the other end, turn around, and return. This creates some simplicity in terms of what the mind has to do. If we're wandering around the property, I mean, it's subtle, and we can start to see it at times, but it's subtle, but there's a lot of decisions that need to be made. Oh, do I take this path or that path? Oh, there's a branch across the path. Oh, I have to step over it. Really simple things that we do automatically, but that if we're in a very simplified environment, our mind can rest into a more simple attention. And so finding a place to do this back and forth walking. There's a walking room right next door to the meditation hall, or you're welcome to walk outside. There's a forest deck outside. It's a wonderful place to walk. Or maybe just finding a place to walk back and forth somewhere on the property when the weather is conducive to being outside. And in finding that place to do this back and forth walking, as we find our place, the same tools that Gil mentioned that support us in sitting will support us in walking. Being here, staying, being with experience, that curiosity for me being really helpful. What is it like to be a body walking? And in the walking practice, in the sitting practice, Gil was encouraging a settling today with the experience of breathing. And in the walking, we encourage, since we are moving, and in this form of practice, there's many ways to explore walking meditation. So this is just one form. We encourage in this form to actually attend to the walking itself, attend to the experience of the movement, particularly of the feet and the legs, the sensations in the feet, the sensations in the leg as they move. And so that's where the attention can kind of ground and settle, is in that. And there's a lot of change in the walking practice, much as with the breath, there's this rhythm of in and out, kind of a changing sensations in the rhythm of the breathing. In the walking, it's the changing sensations of the stepping. Allowing yourself to be with the experience of the feet on the floor, on the ground. The experience of lifting and placing the foot. The movement of the foot. Lots of changing sensations there as the foot goes from pressing on the ground to releasing the pressure, to moving and dropping down again. And again, with this attitude of allowing, kind, matter-of-fact attention. In the walking, a couple of things support the form. It's often useful to start it at one end of the path and stand there. Do a little bit of standing practice at the beginning. Let yourself be with the body standing. I'm kind of allowing your attention, your awareness to arrive in the physical being as it's standing. And then being aware with that intention to begin. Taking the steps. It can be useful at the beginning of a walking practice. Also, I find really helpful to support the kind of relaxed attention that we're wanting to establish. You know, we can establish an attention that's very tight through that forcing of staying. And at some point, that will get kind of brittle, maybe even as brittle as it's constructed. And so it's really helpful to have the whole way that we build with this 2x4, to have the whole way we build the mindfulness to be relaxed, receptive, kind. And so to start the walking, one of the supports for that kind and relaxed attention is to find a pace. The first few paths, find a pace that feels really comfortable, easeful. There's often a pace of movement where the mindfulness can kind of just easily land with the movement. Just a pace where there's a kind of a comfortable ease with being with that movement. So you can play a little bit with the pace. Walk a little bit faster. Walk a little bit slower. Find the pace where there's a kind of a sense of, oh yeah, that's comfortable. That feels easeful. And then allowing the attention to land in, be with the sensations of the foot, the lower leg. As you come to the end of the walking path, it's very useful to stop. Take stock that you've stopped. And if you're doing this in a room, walking wall to wall, it's easy to remember when to stop because you're running up against the wall. And so, you know, let yourself stand there for a moment. Take in the stillness again, and then consciously knowing the experience, curious about the experience of turning around. There's a lot going on in the turning around. Just again, feeling the feet, the body moving. And then again, after you've turned and are ready to walk the path again, stop again before moving. This stopping at the end of the path is helpful. If we're kind of just doing a back and forth without stopping, sometimes we can get lost in thought and can go many paths without kind of recognizing that we've been lost in thought. And somehow, sometimes the stopping at the end of the path can be a support for remembering what we're doing here, a walking meditation. So that stopping, physical stopping, can help the mind remember, oh yes, be here, stay, kind, matter-of-fact attention. As we do this back and forth walking, it may happen as you do this for the period that the comfortable pace slows down. It may not. And so kind of being in this form, this being an art form, being responsive to the conditions. Sometimes as we really kind of begin to feel into the foot, lifting, placing, the mind can get very interested, and just that interest will potentially slow down the movement. And so it's fine. Allowing the pace to be what is comfortable and easeful for the mindfulness. As with the sitting, the moments that we remember, your mind is going to get lost in thought while walking as well. And in that being, coming back into awareness, it sometimes can be helpful, depending on how much the mind is pulled into thought. It can sometimes be helpful to just stop for a moment and remind yourself, oh, here, before beginning again. And taking it moment by moment in the walking. I sometimes find it helpful to just, that staying part, just enough effort to stay, to get to that little knot hole on the floor, a foot and a half away. Just enough to get there, and then do it again. So that it's a light touch, moment after moment, as opposed to kind of a holding on to staying. So it's time for our walking, and those of you, there are some of you who have work meditations during this 9:30 period. And so as you begin moving out to do walking, those of you who have work meditation, please walk to the kitchen. Yeah. Do you have something more?
If you're going to stay for the posture instruction and you have work during that time, please leave a message for the, mostly it's in the kitchen, I think. So leave a message in the kitchen for the cooks so they know to take that into account. And it's fine for you to be for the posture instruction. We'll just have to, they'll adjust accordingly.